Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah, nasta'inuhu, nastaghfiruhu, wa nu'minu bihi azza wa jalla. We ask Allah for help. We turn to Him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in Him. Mighty and sublime is He. Assalamu alaikum. That His peace be unto you. I am half of the host. I am Kareem Hamid, along with Naima Latif, the executive director and producer of The Female Solution, based in Chicago. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. And I'm quite sure she covered the Democratic National Convention.
that's being held in Chicago at this time. And we look forward to hearing from her and members of her staff regarding the coverage of the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to open up her mic. I'm not sure if she's ready, but we'll check and see. Oh. Okay. Naima? Okay, she's not quite ready. Okay. I've opened up her mic, but I'm not hearing her. Let me share with you a public service announcement before we are engaged with her, inshallah. So we ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And we are back. I was just in contact with Sister Naima Latif, and I let her know that her mic is open. She can begin the broadcast. Praise be to Allah. When it's comfortable for her. I've opened up her mic, and but I'm not hearing any audio. We are looking forward to her a take on the 2 days of the Democratic National Convention that's being held in Chicago, which I'm quite sure she covered what parts of it she could. All right. Still not hearing her. I'm going to see if I can reach her once more, inshallah. So we ask you to please hold tight. All right, thank you for your patience. Praise be to Allah.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim-hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Error code 314-814. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm sorry, I had a problem with my phone. I wasn't able to listen in on what was being discussed, so I
I need to know is are you hearing any audio from the studio board?
I am not.
Okay, because I'm on another line with Naima.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll just press one and go off the queue.
Okay, I'm see if I can correct this. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 Radio Broadcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Dr. Amina Ali, your host for the Birth of Women, inviting you to a special AM 360 featured presentation. CWSD Founders Day, August 26th, honoring the twin servants of peace. CWSD has issued a proclamation declaring August 26th as CWSD Founders Day to be celebrated annually. This official commemoration was established to honor the life, contributions and legacy of CWSD and AM 360 founder Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, the twin servant of peace. Please join hosts Martha Nyla Abdullah and a very special guest, the co-founder and CEO emeritus for AM 360, Dr. Aisha Kareem, and other leaders and hosts in the AM 360 studio live on air at am360.org, August 26th. At 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Revisit the roots of a national intelligentsia with those that were there who knew and worked with the twin servant of peace as he sacrificed until his final days serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his community by establishing both a national broadcasting network and national intelligentsia, connecting our hearts, intellect, and our work. So join us. That's August 26, 2019 at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be inspired. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Naima?
Yes.
Praise Allah. Okay, I can hear you.
All right. We'll just keep it as is. As you can hear me, there's not an echo.
Okay. I had a talking point to start with.
Okay, go right ahead, Koofy. Are you able to hear our caller?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, Koofy.
My only concern with Kamala and the Democratic Party, if they would drop this binary teaching of our children, our innocent children, because I see the effects in the community. Little girls who want to grow up and marry a woman. Little boys want to grow up and marry a man. I've never, ever experienced that in my life. And I think that it's so disgusting that what I'm experiencing and seeing, and this is coming from the Democratic agenda, if they would drop that, I would vote for her. I would vote for her. If they would drop that curriculum, I'll put her in office. Otherwise, not at all. That's the only problem I have with the Democratic Party. That's a major issue because I see the effects of what it's done in the. I'm in the hood. I'm in the community. I live in the hood. I have to correct so many young girls with their mothers. Mommy, I want to grow up and marry a woman. And I go, no, Romans chapter 1. That's despicable. That's an abomination. And the mother tells me, oh, please teach my daughter something. She's being inundated with this stuff. Okay? I'm experiencing this. This is not what I'm experiencing from what they have brought. Teaching, bringing drag queens to teach our kindergarten children this binary stuff. It has brought our humanity down. It has destroyed humanity. So they would just drop that agenda. Drop that curriculum, I'll vote for him. Otherwise, they can't play any music, he can't laugh and do nothing to sway me. That's the only issue I have with the Democratic Party. And if adults go along with that, you are the problem. How can you accept teaching our children something like that? How can you go along with that without saying, without blowing a whistle, saying, wait, I'm sorry. Okay? I stood up as a man, as a heterosexual man. I stood up today, which I do every day. But I see the effects of what this has done in the community. I'm watching, I go outside and it's overwhelming to see what that has caused and has destroyed our community. Broken homes, broken families. You see nothing but a woman with a walking her dog. She doesn't want to have nothing to do with a man anymore. Men are scared to date women anymore. These are facts that's going on right now. It's all across the internet. You look on the internet, that's all they're talking about is relationships and how I don't need a man. And I tell people, wait a minute, sister, you don't need a man? No, I don't need a man. I said, well, if your mother felt like that, you wouldn't be in existence. She go, oh, I didn't think about it like that. If your mother felt like you, you wouldn't be here. If your mother thought like what you're thinking right now, you would not be here on this planet. So, you know, all the excitement and all that, you know, with the Obama bringing at 5 years old, you can change your sex without the approval of your parents. That's sick. That's my problem. And maybe it's just me. I hear other people speaking on it. taught is you can't laugh it off. You can't cuckold anymore. You know, Kamala Harris was in a meeting with an answer about Ukraine, and she's like, No, I can't. That's not going to go. You can't just laugh at every situation.
Well, Kofi, you know, and I appreciate you expressing your thoughts. There are a lot of people who, for them, this election comes down to a lot of issues that are involving other people's sexuality, which I find interesting because some things that other people do not affect your life, and yet these are a lot of the topics that generate a lot of emotion, and other people's sexuality is one of them. We heard a lot from the Republican Party about the abortion rights and the language that things are couched in, a woman's right to choose. You know, they had a lot of speakers on Monday night that addressed things. Let me finish this sentence, and then you can ask your question. Let me finish this sentence, and you ask your question. One of the things that was observed was that, wait a minute, Kofi, don't make me have to close your mic. I want you to be self-managed, so I don't have to do that. One of the things that came up was when women had life-threatening situations and needed to have the fetus removed from their womb, that was interfered with because of the policies created under the Trump administration. And a lot of people speak against the idea of abortion because in their minds, it's all about people having sex without responsibility and then wanting the state to pay for abortion. And it's about other people's sexuality in their minds, which is why they're against abortion. And it comes down to judging other people's sexual habits and what they think about those sexual habits and what they're believing is the reason behind abortion, as opposed to the health issues that people raised on Monday night. Now, the issue that you're raising about other people's sexuality, whether or not they identify as male or female or they're not sure for whatever emotional reason, again, it's about other people's sexuality. And, again, the question is, how is that affecting your life? How is that affecting your life? And even how is that affecting your children's lives? So Cooper, you had a question you were going to ask. How is that affecting your children?
It's not, because I told my children what's going on.
Okay, so then why is that an issue for you?
Because I walk outside and I see something. I see totally different when a child don't have a father to explain that, and I see the chaos in their eyes. I see the hatred and the loss. They seem like they're just lost. You know, my question to you is: you're a teacher. Would you teach a child that he's not a boy or girl?
You can't teach a person what they are. The person defines what they are. Why would I do that? My job is to discover what they are, not to teach them what they are. They already know what they are. They're going to tell me who they are.
You
define yourself. You come to this world and you define yourself. No one teaches you whether you're a boy or girl. You are who you are. So that's a fear that people have. And that's one of the things that will surface during this campaign.
Don't disturb that. I'm very comfortable in my skin. I love being a black man. You ever heard of white privilege?
All the time.
You heard that, right?
All the time.
I got black privilege. You know what that is? My privilege is enjoying the sun.
Well, then, if you're enjoying the sun, why are you letting other people's sexuality disturb your peace? Why are you doing that to yourself?
I said the children. It's the innocent. I'm protecting the children, the innocent ones.
But why are you believing that children don't have the power to protect themselves? They know who they are. You can't make a person be what they're not. They're only who they are. They're explaining, this is how I feel about who I am.
A wife and children are sons. You know why black men fight every day and kill each other?
Why?
Because most of them have been molested. Most of them have been molested.
And that's the fear that surfaces. And I'm gonna tell you something, Koopy. And then we gotta take a break, and then we gotta bring in our guest. But I'm gonna tell you something, Koopy. What I have observed when people are triggered, when they are emotionally triggered to respond to other people's sexuality. Usually it has to do with them being violated in some way sexually, and this is why that's surfacing for some people.
I've never been violated.
Or they have been affected by someone else's sexuality.
I'm very comfortable with myself. I'm speaking as a heterosexual man, as a man of God. I do not accept them teaching our children that they can decide whether they're a boy or girl, or binary. That's not someone else's decision. I'm watching the effects of it in our community for the last 4 or 5 years strong, and that's the problem I'm having. And that's the talking point, that's my problem. And if I got to make a video about it and put it out publicly, I would.
Well, that's the power of the media. You absolutely have that power to do that.
I'm definitely going to put it out, but that's not God. You know what I believe in, and I'm going to let you go. I don't believe in God or the devil.
Well, that's a start.
I believe in good and evil.
That's your thought?
God. There is no devil, but there's good and evil. And teaching our children that they can change their sex, that's evil.
Okay. Well, Koopy, you've made your statement. We're going to take a break. And I thank you so much for making that comment.
Well, I need to speak with Koopy on that. That's a very important issue. If he could stay on the line.
Yes, stay on with us, Koopy, and we'll bring you back to respond to our response. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Attorney Wendy Williams. She's got some insight that you want to hear. We'll be right back after this quick break. And we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. And if you've been watching, of course, we've been showing you some of the election coverage and issues from the on-air daily news. You can get that at onairdailynews.com. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. And we'll be right back. So stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating, empowering, interactive conversation with our team of folks. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesday, Gathering of the Grills with Asada. Wednesday, Repairing Family Relationships with Naima and co-host Serena Hamid. Thursday, Veggie Brunch Live with Angela. Friday, Health and Well-Being with Diaka. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Global Talk with Zanna. Second Saturday, Walk in Your Divine Authority with Mama Joy. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday, be a judge on the virtual Teens, Tweens, and Hot Talent Contest. And fifth Saturday, join us on location as we conversate at the Elevate Cafe on the Jackson Road. Sunday, join us 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for a new purpose healing. Email
one of the issues that surfaces are talking about the positions of the Democratic Party that has taken a position of inclusion, acceptance, freedom to be who you are. And it was said several times to love who you love. And we know the wording of that means acceptance of people who are both homosexual as well as heterosexual. And the whole idea of giving dignity, honor, and respect to everyone, however they choose to define themselves. Well, for some people, it's a hot button issue when you talk about people defining themselves according to non-traditional ways. And a lot of the religious community many of them tend to vote Republican because that party has defined itself as one upholding traditional religious values. By what is transpiring when it comes to people's sexuality, they have issues with the Democratic Party. So you've been in family law. You've seen the breakup of a lot of families. Now, according to what the Democrats have said in these last couple of days, they see the things such as reproductive freedom, which we know that's the language being used to say women should be given the respect to allow them to make a decision to remove a fetus from their bodies if they feel like this is the best choice. And we know that for some people, that in their mind is translated as sexuality without responsibility, which leads to what Kofi was talking about, you know, the broken homes, fatherless children, and all of that. So as a family law attorney, what do you think is the real reason why our families are breaking down? And does it have anything to do with sexual identity or sex outside of marriage or any of those issues that surface when people talk about these things? What has your experience been?
The breakdown of the family is where I'd like to begin to answer this question. One of the things that is overwhelming to me is the fact that many people are really unfit to be parents.
Mm.
And you know, that's something I've always talked about on the radio shows. What is your fitness level to even be a parent in the first place? And I'm, you know, my practice and my experience in the courtroom has expose that. It's even the way the court system approaches it. Parenting assessments, IQ testing, criminal background, mental health, victimization and how those things were resolved. And the country in general, black, white, Hispanic, it just doesn't matter. If your exposure has been dysfunctional and abusive, and I can go all the way back to 1619, bringing it all the way forward to today, because, you know, this is human behavior. And there's just a general disregard for humanity, period. And that period that we were enslaved was a period in which we lost our humanity, was literally taken away from us, and we were literally referred to as chattel. But here's the real irony. If you're referring to us as chattel, how do you refer to each other? So we have a dominating figure in all of this, and that dominating figure is oftentimes creating perversion that trickle down into our household. And so this loss of control from 1619 to a period of awareness that we have now talks about that energy that's putting this into the flow. And it's quite inhuman. You know, everything that I read and I look at, I see this overall, overarching humanity, lack of respect. And then it begins to trickle down in little things like women's health care, which is what I choose to call this. This is really about women's health care. So we have a theme or an energy that dictates policy that only benefits that particular group. And, you know, and not everybody is a member of that group, but a lot of people are members of that group. And if they're dictating policy, who dictates policy in the United States? And is that policy on your radio network? Steve.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go right ahead.
Okay. And so now you get into subsections, but it's really policy. And perverted domination and control over humanity is really where we are. Now, when you begin to dismantle it, it'll look like poverty issues, women's health care, psychological damage, how those things are resolved. Do they even want to resolve them? What part does religion play in a country where you should have freedom of religion? What happens when people talk about being a dictator? What happens when people have no regard for environmental issues? See, this is all of this. This is a platform for all. So we have one convention that wants to be as humane as possible, probably maybe too far to the left for some people's taste. And then we have another political group that wants to continue this domination and control, even if it's perverted, even if it is unhealthy. For instance, with regard to the abortion issue, it to me falls under women's health care. And a lot of these issues regarding abortion is about the viability of the pregnancy. And what I'm seeing in a lot of legislation is a total disregard for the fact that the fetus is now dead, there's no heartbeat, but she's required to carry, in some states under state law, she's still required to carry that fetus to term. And then as a lawyer, I look at how the presidential policies and the policies of the IRS that was allowed to pass under a former president, a fetus is a person. And then you have to track the psychology of that. And you will come up against the low birth rate in a global context. So if the birth rate is dropping and there's a need to promote that so that the person suffering, the group that's suffering the most from the low birth rate pattern and event, if you will, biological event, does it stand to reason that a law would be created? I mean, this is really convoluted. I hope you guys are following me. Because when I found that the IRS, that Congress, had allowed for a fetus at inception to be called a person. And why would you want that? Is there some tax benefit? What's going on here? And I can't even unravel all of that, but I am asking those questions, you see? And at the end of the day, this need to control, where is it coming from? I stumbled on a book once written by Lothrop Stoddard. And Lothrop started was coaching the Nazis. And as a matter of fact, if you saw the movie Origins, cast, the origins of our discontent. The movie Origin comes out of that book. And about 7 years earlier, I came across Low Truck Started. It's a long story I'm not going to get into, but I was tracking Margaret Sanger, and I was trying to get into her, who she was, because it turns out that she had some interaction with doctors in Harlem, and they're the ones that invited her to Harlem. And I thought, whoa, what's that all about? But anyway, that's a long story. But Low Truck Started wrote a book called The Theory of the Rising Tide of Color Against White Supremacy. The Rising Tide of Color Against White Supremacy.
Wow.
Low Truck Started. The book was written like 1917. I had to go to forgotten book publishers to even get a copy of the book. And I was stunned at what I saw in there, which is pretty much what I'm seeing today in our political arena. So there's a fear of existence. And I'm not the first person to talk about this. I think Dr. Frances Cress Welsing talked about this in her essay, The Theory on Color Confrontation. So if a person is in fear, can we trust that they'll make good decisions for humanity, or will they panic and start making bad decisions? What am I saying? When we start talking about all of these issues, what, and I'm asking your audience to do the research, I think I have some perspective on this, but I could be wrong, and I'm going to open myself up that I could be wrong. But why do we have this fear? What is the rising tide of color against white supremacy? Why are we separate? Why aren't we just one human race? And then an outgrowth of that, I see, because it's written into the Constitution of the United States that we weren't even human. We were chattel. So it's not like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do, because I'm sitting here looking at the laws, and I'm looking at the laws on the books. I'm looking at the laws that are still hanging around on the books, even though we have legislation and case law. Case in point is when they overturned Roe v. Wade. If we remember, in Arizona and Wisconsin, we have now the law of the land was from 1849. Some other state, it was 1860, where we have these restrictions on women's health care and women's ability to make those decisions. And I'm not talking about unwanted pregnancies. I'm not talking about the morning after. I'm talking about the woman's body and her life is in jeopardy because the pregnancy is not healthy. And therefore, it needs to be terminated to save the mother and to save the human. Totally disregard women's health, her viability, that she should die along with the fetus, that she should carry emotionally a dead child, when she should be relieved of that pain and that suffering. This is incredible stuff that I'm seeing and hearing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage the research. I want you to go on Amazon and plug in women's health and see what books come up and see who's writing these books. You know, Lothrop Stoddard was part of the American Eugenics Society.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
over in Berlin, yes, and he was a Harvard lawyer and a journalist that worked for NBC in Berlin. Let me give you another little tidbit.
Yes, and then we've got some callers that want to respond to some things you said also. I think that this is a critical thing for us to think about when about the whole abortion thing and, oh, they're killing our children. I had an ectopic pregnancy. I was rushed to the emergency room. I had to have emergency surgery or I would have died. Yeah, I had a tubal pregnancy that burst, and I would have died if they had not done that surgery. So these kinds of things are critical to life and death, and when people start judging other people's sexuality as the issue when it comes to
a woman's right to choose, all the history that you're talking about, it has to do with our mindset, you know, and really our pathology when it comes to our own sexuality. Why are we in such a state of confusion about sexuality? And why, as you pointed out, is it an issue of control, of condemnation, of punishment? You know, all of these ways that we have responded out of fear of whatever it is we're fearing, but all of these inappropriate responses that we've given to the issue of childbirth when it has to do with controlling a woman's body, this is what has to be reversed. And there's a fear that if we don't keep control of women's sexuality, then what? What are we fearing? Sex run amok, people having babies all over the place, not being able to take care of them, people not being responsible for the children they create. Or, you know, is that the fear, or are we fearing, or are some men fearing, if I can't control women and their sexuality, then the woman in my life might cheat on me? I mean, is that really what the underlying fear of all this is? I mean, I don't understand the fear of other people's sexuality.
No. It's not fear of other people's sexuality. It's a control issue that, if we're not careful, can become perverted. And we see that sometimes in these court cases where the little girls are kidnapped in Ohio, chained to a basement, and forced into sexual conduct that results in children. And finally, the black man across the street saw the white girl with the chain and struggling to get through the front door. And he went over, remember? And he had been barbecuing with this guy. Barbecuing with him. Remember that? Okay. Okay, now let me talk about where that comes from, because that's going to explain everything. When you start making things up to suit your fears and your concerns, you see a lot of this, oh God, I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but you see this in program. You know, I always, you know, when I had my show, I always introduced a book. That's just my training as a lawyer. I'm not the expert, but I am presenting the experts in a courtroom situation. And John Bradshaw, he talked a lot about family. And religion comes in here because it is considered the original book of laws that we want to adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get into that because, again, as a trainee, I was instructed to read all scriptures because I don't know who's sitting on that jury that could be Oak's client did or I said. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I look at the source of people's behavior, and much of it is in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at who's writing the scriptures. I look at the fact that the King of England was also the head of the church, and we know how that came about.
Mm-hmm.
That came about because Henry VIII, the King of England, was looking for heir. So he separated from the Catholic Church. And then I have to look at all of, I mean, I've got everybody lined up for that summer as a trainee. I read the Book of Mormons. I read the Vita, Hindu book, two or three versions of the Bible, the Quran. I read the Torah, the lost books of the Bible, the Book of Barnabas.
Wow.
Then that leads me off into, you see what I'm saying? So the source of our behavior is coming from sources that we're using that we feel are or think that, or some people listening, know that it all came from God. Like, for instance, I think there are black males, and I'm going to go ahead and feel like Kamala should be president of the United States because their scripture says that a woman should not sit in those kinds of high positions.
That's your issue that I'd like us to explore, because that is an underlying belief that many men have, as you said, from their religious training.
White, black, Hispanic.
Yes, and it's deeply into the culture, and that's what's going to surface. That's an attitude that's going to surface the more we get into the idea of her being in that leadership role. Those deeply ingrained programming issues will come up, and what is the fear? And is there a belief that God said that women don't have leadership abilities? Is there a belief that God is male? I mean,
no. Of course there's a belief. The Garden of Eden.
Says
that Eve did this, that, and the other, and she should not have. And I'm not going to get into the interpretation.
But that's
of
a belief
these
system
things
that people have, and that will affect their voting,
but
because it is a program that is an indoctrination that they have.
Yes, that the woman is a temptress, that she's a, this is why all of this brouhaha about her sexuality.
There we go.
All the brouhaha about every woman.
That's the illness that we have. That's the sickness inside of us that we have to heal, because we don't know that, we don't know it's there, but that's what it is. That sick belief.
And that's going to end.
And
that's going to end up in the voting booth unnecessarily. And so for the men and women who believe that the woman is inherently evil. Okay, are these the same people that believe that blacks were inherently inferior? All this is
tied
together. Use the Bible
programming
with what was his name, Nat Turner. Didn't they teach Nat Turner just certain parts of the Bible that had us as the most awful inhumans on earth? And it was, now here you go, now really listen, because this is what I'm going to say, and you can end on this, that God told me that I'm the one that knows what's best because you are in inferior to me. And it's almost an inversion, because if the first person on the planet came from the equator, I'm asking your audience, I'm not going to even ask the question, if the first person to appear on the planet came from the equator, what would he look like? Let me say it another way. What would he or she need to survive at the equator if that is the first person on the planet?
Absolutely. You got to have melanin. It protects you from those ultraviolet rays of the sun. We got to take a break, attorney Wendy Williams, but we're going to come back, and I know our co-host Kareem Hamid has some thoughts to share, especially as we look at how the role of religious beliefs or non-beliefs play into the support of candidates and political parties, and how is that going to be manifested in the voting booth this November? Our deep programming. How do we address that? We'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. If you want to call in, of course, our number's on the screen here, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. Or you can call in on the on-air radio network at 727-731-5192, because we want to talk and hear from you. We'll be right back with more attorney Wendy Williams as we take a look at, will America elect Kamala Harris president? We got some issues we got to resolve before we can make that happen. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us. And let's see, before we go to a video, we'll be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we'll be right back after these brief messages. And we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back with Attorney Wendy Williams to take a look at what's in your mind and heart and how that's going to affect the way you vote this November. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating, empowering, interactive conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda C. Tuesday, Gathering of the Grill with Asada. Wednesday, Repairing Family Relationships with Naima and Coco for me. Thursday, Veggie Brunch Live with Angela. Friday, Health and Well-Being with Diata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Global Talk with Zanna. Second Saturday, Walk in Your Divine Authority with Mama Joy. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday, be a judge on the virtual Teens, Tweens, and Tots Talent Contest. And fifth Saturday, join us on location as we conversate at the Elevate Cafe on the Jackson Road. Sunday, join us 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Go to thefemalesolution.com. Join us on our video or audio live streaming platform. Listen at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 515-605-9325, or call in and comment on the on-air radio network, 727-731-5192. We want to hear from you.
I to the E to the D, you got tickets to the Full Culture Exchange Festival. Welcome to the 15th anniversary of the First Eye Concert in the heart of Chicago. 2024 brings a celebration that speaks to the soul. We are diving deep into the roots of yoga heritage, exploring its global impact and vibrance from September 1st to September 6th. Chicago becomes the melting pot of culture and connection. Ọkùnrin, obìnrin, ọmọdé, àgbàlagbà, a jọ wá papọ̀ láti ṣe àgbélárugẹ àṣà wa. Me, did you I season traveler or a curious explorer? Join us for immersive thoughts, thought-provoking discussion, and unforgettable performances at the great Nani Nani Nani. Vanilla Nani, feel the pulse of the city together at the Malcolm X College Auditorium. Deep in great reading, doubt, and inspiration. September 7th, we come together for a grand finale ultra award gala night, celebrating the incredible women who shape our world, and that award by Lapin Soya, KBB, KOB. Thank you.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamida. As you've seen at that last commercial, I'll be honored at an event coming up September 7th. And looking forward to all of my friends and crew coming and sharing in that wonderful event, the celebration, this wonderful cultural experience where we will see many women of substance honored. And I'm grateful for First Eye Concept, he was our guest last week, to have honored us and given us an opportunity to expose the Female Solution to a global audience. We're excited because every day we get a chance to talk to the world and hear what the world has to say. And this is why we address these issues that affect the world. And who America elects in leadership is going to affect the world. This year is particularly historic in that we have an opportunity to elect someone who has been a part of that long repressed class of human beings, female. And we have a chance to address our fears about female leadership and our programming about females, number one, being that seductive temptress that can control a man through her sexuality. You have some deep-seated psychosis, fears that men have about that, and the need to control a woman's body, fearing that if that's not legally under control, and that's what really what marriage has been defined as, a man owning a woman as property. So as we evolve out of those kinds of belief systems, we see that there are remnants of it still existing and still being taught in scriptures, still being adhered to by many religious organizations that have in fact subjugated women as part of a practice. There's a mindset. Some people are of greater value than others. And that does not have a basis in the true spirit of the Creator. All beings are of equal value. But are we ready to evolve to that understanding? That's going to be challenged in this upcoming election because there are people who can't let go of old scriptures written by frightened old men that say women should neither be seen nor heard and should not be in positions of leadership. Are we ready to evolve out of that ancient ignorance? This is the time to talk about it.
That
is a question. So, Kareem, I know you've probably got some callers on your switchboard, and we still have Kofi on the line. It may have some additional comments. But Kareem, you know, this is an issue that comes up in the Muslim community often because there are some things that people feel very deeply about, and sexuality, the uncontrolled sexuality or whatever the case may be, is part of a lot of the cultural separation of the sexes. The idea is that, well, if you don't interact, then you won't engage in sex without being married. And because if you engage in sex without being married, then you'll have children that, you know, aren't properly cared for, and you'll have irresponsibility, and you'll have orphans, and you know, all of those things. So the idea is, well, don't even be around each other and don't even see each other. You know, women, okay, you have these bodies that men are attracted to. Cover up everything, then they won't be attracted to you. Okay, so that's all part of that thinking. How do we control human sexuality? That's a big deal. But what is the real underlying issue? Is the real underlying issue a belief that other people are not of equal value, therefore are not worthy of equal respect. Because if you respect someone, you will never violate their physical body. You will not violate them by touching them unwantedly. And you will not violate them by forcing them into a sexually intimate condition they did not consent to. And you would not violate them by restricting their free movement because they have to live in fear of being violated. So what is it that we need to correct in our humanity in order for us to allow everybody to excel according to their own personal skills and abilities? So, Kareem, what are your thoughts on this?
You know, Naima, there are people that would be identified as a hammer. And everything they see becomes a nail.
Mm.
An overblown position. Every infraction is an infraction against women. Everything they see, because they are a hammer, and they put that label on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you mentioned an important word, the Creator. If we acknowledge that we didn't create ourselves, and He who created us knows us better than we even know ourselves. The Creator is known by many names, and most of them are beautiful and most excellent. But along with the creation of the human being, we have to bear in mind that there is an enemy to humankind. There is an enemy to human beings that is jealous of the position that God has designated for the common person, the human being. And that type of thinking, they reject that idea that the maintenance and the responsibility of the creation is placed in the hands of the intellect that God created called Adam. And that people with that thought of, well, I have knowledge. I'm degreed to the umpteenth degree. I have knowledge. But God does not want just the person of knowledge to maintain the creation, because along with knowledge, there should be an increase in mercy. And the enemy to human beings, as in English terminology, is called Satan. In the Quranic terminology, that type of thinking is identified as the shaitan. And that type of thinking expressed the idea that we shall attack this human being that have sentiments, emotions, feelings, pliable. We shall attack him, and you will find that he's not qualified for the position that you have given him as the maintainer, the creation. So we have an avowed enemy for the human family, period. And one of the first positions of assault is to separate the male from the female, to come between a man and his wife. There's a saying that Satan asked some of his small imps what they had done on the earth. And they expressed what they had done. But the third one he asked, what had he done? And he said, I separated a husband and his wife. And the great Satan applauded him and lauded him. I separated a husband and wife. Now, let me narrow it down. As an African-American community, 70% of our household are single-headed households. That's an attack on the family. 70%. The family is the foundation for society. That is where that's the first social unit is male and female, and from that, God says that he created the male and the female from one soul. One soul, from one essence, from one essence. They are qualified on the basis of how they are created, from one essence, one soul. And God says that from those two are scattered like seeds, countless men and women throughout the earth. Now, take focus of the terminology seeds. A seed is that which you plant, and it reproduces itself. It reproduces itself. So these are the formula. This is the pattern that the Creator has designated for us, the joining of male and female, and then to raise children. And those children, they produce children. The humanity grows. But there's an enemy to the human being that wants to disrupt that pattern. 70%, I repeat, 70% of African-American households are headed by one single person heading that household. The foundation for human life, the foundation for social structure has been attacked. We are victims of that. We are victims of that. The joining of the male and female, and they reproduce themselves. You mentioned Sanger. I can't remember her first name, but she was a part of a science called eugenics. Eugenics. And this was accepted as a legitimate science. It hasn't been that long ago. If we can control the gene pool, then we can elevate those that we prefer to be at the top of humanity. So when it comes to homosexuality, lesbianism, as Muslims, we cannot license sin. Sin, S-I-N, sin. We cannot legalize sin. But we live in a country whereby sin is so prevalent, and it has been somewhat promoted and legalized by government. When it comes to the issue of abortion, the health of the mother comes first. She has the right to choose to live and God willing, produce others. If the pregnancy threatens her health, she has the right to protect her health. And abort that which is threatening her life. So she has that right. The first right is the right to life. So there should not be an abortion restriction on women whose health and the health of the fetus is threatened by medical conditions. Also, the assault of rape. That's a very, very, very deep emotional offense to carry. Rape. She has a decision as to if she becomes pregnant from such an atrocious act that will affect her the rest of her life, she has the right as to whether she will carry that child to term, to term. In those instances, I side on the side of the of women that they have the right not to put their life at risk with an unhealthy pregnancy that may take their life, and also carrying the trauma of rape and incest. Of rape and incest. She has a decision to make, and that decision is hers alone to make. Well, she has to live with that. You know, in as far as equality, in Islam, let me say this here. There are large numbers of people taking a look at Islam as a religion due to them witnessing what is taking place in occupied Palestine.
Oh, that's definitely a hot issue. That is going to make a major impact on
it. Right. And that have whetted the curiosity of people. Let me see, what is this religion? Look at these people. Look at how their faith is sustaining them. Look, they are still praying in the midst of being bombed. Their children torn to pieces. And as a consequence of witnessing that, people are taking a look at the faith of those people. They purchase a Quran. They purchase a volume on the life of the Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And the majority of women, no, the majority of the conversion is coming from females.
Let me ask this question.
Because they find in the scripture liberation, they find freedom based upon the true teachings of our religion. Despite the biases of males, they find what the Creator has said.
Well, that's the thing.
They are entering in droves. The women are. Now, who would choose to enter into oppression if oppression was found there?
Well, let me ask you a question, Brother Kareem, because this is a major point here. You have the words from the Creator that speak of love and kindness and caring for orphans and all of these wonderful things that if your heart is open to hearing a message of love, that's what you're going to hear. But then you have the same book being read by people who have centuries and centuries of traditions of oppression of women.
That's
and
different.
Read those
that's,
same words and interpret them.
That is different from
different.
That so, is different from what God has revealed.
That's
people
that's every religion. Very,
but
every religion
but,
has the truth as its foundation.
But let's admit one thing:
attitudes of the people.
You know, as long as we ignore the pattern that Almighty God has set for us, we will continue to have 70% of the foundation of human life. You have 70% single-headed households. We build our life on the foundation of husband and wife and family. So we cannot license sin. We cannot legalize sin. We will not legalize sin. The Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, there are levels of hadith. Hadith is the sayings and the ways of the Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him. And there is a designated portion of hadith that is labeled as hadith Qudsi. Qudsi. That these sayings are not coming from the mind of Muhammad. This is Almighty God speaking through Muhammad to us. And it's not canonized. And in the hadith Qudsi, it is written that the Prophet Muhammad said, badness, wrong, is that which wavers in the heart, even though a legal opinion has been rendered. So you can't legislate morality. That was tried in terms of alcohol, and it failed miserably. It is the state of the person's heart.
Yes.
So we don't want to elevate. We don't want to elevate those entities that separate the male from the female and destroy family life. We should, as human beings, as Kufi said, a person that was advocating homosexuality, he said to them, well, without this process, you wouldn't be here. You would not exist.
Well, we gotta take a break, our last break. But when we come back, I'd like us to be able to have that discussion about what is the foundation? Treat others as you wish to be treated. And if we did that, if we really did that, love, honor, and respect all beings, then all of these problems that we have created, trying to control people, condemning people, repressing people, oppressing people, none of it would exist. If we just did that, treat others as you wish to be treated. If you don't want to be violated by having someone touch your body, enter your body, deposit seeds in your body that you didn't want, well, if they were following that, then that would not be an issue. And if we were treating people the way we wish to be treated, if a woman who has a child and for whatever reason is not married, if she were not shamed, neglected, then even the issue of abortion in those situations would not occur. Why are women needing or feeling like they need abortions if it's not a matter of rape or incest or the life of the mother? It's because of the way society treats her and not supporting her if she has a child and the father does not.
You know, Naima, I have heard women say.
What if we didn't do that? What if we stopped mistreating women who are single mothers? Then maybe they would not feel like their option is abortion because they would know that they're going to get community support to help raise the child, even if the father is dysfunctional or dead or whatever the case may be.
You know, Naima, as I said, everything becomes a hammer and a nail. Everything becomes a hammer and a nail when you take
Everything becomes a nail.
And that's how you view the world. You know, God gives us instruction out of his mercy and his love for us.
So if we would just
he wants the best for us. And plus, here's one more thing. Treat people like you want to be treated. Please, the way I see people treating themselves, I don't want them to treat me like that.
Right.
So that statement there, it needs some clarification.
That's it.
There are some people that desire wrong.
So,
and they take that out. They do that to themselves. So no, we need to get back to what Almighty God has said to us to make us successful on this earth. There is a formula. There is a pattern. It is called the Phaedra, the natural pattern of human life, of human beings. Now, I'm for this here. The homosexuals can have all the freedom they want. I will not prohibit them from going to the hellfire if that's what they choose to do. But don't make it government policy. Don't make it government policy. Where as far as education, that's an abomination to have a drag queen visit our schools to influence our children. Come on now.
We got to take a break after this, but you know, and Wendy, we're going to bring you back to talk about this. When they were making decisions as to who to choose as a vice president, and you can believe the conversation came up, because Secretary Buttigieg is a homosexual, and you can believe that the thought was, what is the voting power of that population? Because if they determined that that was a voting block that could tip the scales in this election, he would have been chosen as the vice president. And that, those are the decisions that comes out. Who can bring the vote? And it got nothing to do with morality, and you can believe that conversation.
You're right about that. It has to do with power.
If Dracula,
the mythical creature Dracula, if he can bring the majority of those politicians.
It is what it is.
Politicians are looking for him.
And then we come back and we talk about this, because this is what's going to determine whether or not we can actually elect Kamala Harris president. All of these belief systems that we have, we're going to take some callers on the line.
And let's discuss the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the genocide that is occurring in occupied Palestine.
Well, let's talk about that, because we had some of our reporters out observing that protest, and that's real. So let's talk about all these issues when we come back, and we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution. Ask the question, will America elect Kamala Harris president? Well, we've got Attorney Wendy Williams on the line to make some comments. And, of course, we've got some callers that want to talk about that, because we have some emotional issues to overcome before we can even get to that point. Let's talk about the elephant in the room when we come back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the Internet to talk to everyone. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this work, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money. Hi, I'm Barbara.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters. We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, Black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three Black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hello, thank you, my morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Beach of the You've got to the 24 Cultural Exchange Festival. Welcome to the 15th anniversary of the Fresh Eye Culture in the heart of Chicago. 2024 brings a celebration that speaks to the soul. We are diving deep into the roots of Yoruba heritage, exploring its global impact and vibrancy. From September 1st to September 6th, Chicago becomes a melting pot of culture and connection. Okori, Ogiri, Omode, Kingalaga, Kaido, Wapapo, Latisha, Gilaugia, Shawa, Umin. Whether you are a seasoned traveler or a genuine explorer, join us for immersive thoughts, thought-provoking discussion, and unforgettable performances at the great Nani 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 Owani Nani. Feel the pulse of the city together at the Malcolm X College Auditorium. They feel like reading, scout, and inspiration. September 7th, we come together for the Grand Finale Cultural Award Gala now, celebrating the incredible women who shape our world. And that all will be in the Vinsoya, KBB, KBB.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we have on our live line attorney Wendy Williams, who has been in family law for 30 years, I believe it is, and is taking a look at this election and some of these serious issues happening. And one of the hot button issues is that war in Palestine. There have been protests outside of the United Center, in all the designated areas where protesters are making their voices known, that they are very angry at the Democratic Party for its support of Israel. And this is not something that's going to go away. It is going to decide whether or not the Democratic Party is able to get elected. This is a very, very unpopular war. It speaks to the fears that many have of Muslims, as well as the anger that the Muslims have to genocidal
treatment and having the world community confused about who is at fault. And a lot of it has to do with misinterpretations and misteachings in the book that many Christians follow, the Bible, as if there is a chosen people above all people who deserve a land that is not theirs. So you have people who have historically occupied a land being pushed out because of a political policy, people who are not even the ancestors of that land. We talk about that in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, where we're looking at the history of the Jewish people and then those who converted to Judaism and decided after World War II they were going to occupy the land that belonged to the people who actually are the descendants of those born in that land. And there's a lot of confusion about that. So the forcing of the Palestinians off their homeland at the root of this current conflict. And it isn't going to go away because you have people who are confused about history and genetics who actually are orchestrating this policy. We're seeing a lot of emotion and have a lot of anti-Muslim sentiment from people who, again, are confused. This is the history. You have a lot of fears. You have people who have swallowed misinterpretations of biblical scriptures or just basic lies because people want to take over land that's not theirs and claim some kind of historical connection to it, and they don't have any. We talk about that in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma. We basically give you some history about that. And the fact that those who are claiming rights to the land are not the historic heirs to it. And so this is why there is conflict. And Muslims are demanding the right to the land and the stopping of the oppression of the Palestinian people.
And you know, Muslims are Christians. There are Christians that are Palestinian that are also being slaughtered.
Absolutely. And this is about a genocide policy that America has.
This is not a religious war. It's not a religious war.
About land. It's always about land. And so this is an issue that is going to make a difference in this election because America always sides with people who are in their financial interest. That's something that we have to address as a nation. And do we have the decency as a human family to stop allowing people to create genocide on other people? We have to, as a human family, decide that we're not going to be goaded into accepting genocide because someone has financial interest in keeping someone else in a position of powerlessness. So a lot of the things that we hear on the news is distorted information based on who are the financial interests that finance the information we hear on the news. But the people who are protesting during this election, they're not going to elect a Democratic Party that is backing their exodus from their homeland. Those who are supporting the Palestinian cause or simply want to see justice and fairness in a region where people have been removed from their homeland. And we in the religious community on both sides are being manipulated by the absence of factual information. So the protests that are going on outside of this ongoing Democratic convention will probably heat up, and we need to know what the underlying issues are so that we can make proper choices. And the next administration in America needs to make
the right choice and restoring the homeland to a people who were forced off their homeland. And this is a very intense situation.
You know, Naima, what is being done in occupied Palestine is the same formula, the same pattern that was utilized in the formation of this real estate that we're on. There was a genocide enacted on the indigenous people. There were millions of human beings living in this area of the earth. And it was governmental policy to clear the land. Clear the land did not mean cut down bushes and trees. It meant to kill, to slaughter the indigenous people of this land. So this is a formula that has been utilized long before the issue of Palestine and Zionism. This is a formula that the oppressors of human beings have utilized, and we have to see that pattern. And it's not confusing. The world is standing up. The human being is standing up, protesting the genocide that they are witnessing in real time. And the Democratic platform, in some of their policy statements, is that they give 100% support to the Zionist government in Israel. There is no change in policy, not the fuzzy, feel-good a moment that they are displaying at the convention, the emotional expression and all of that. The policy has not changed. The policy has not changed. And you can, and the president does not, how can I say it? He's controlled by forces that are more powerful than him, that's more powerful than that office. So we have to vote our conscience. We are witnessing, we are looking at the slaughter of babies, children, the elderly, men, women, churches bombed, mosque bombed. We're at a juncture in the life of the human being whereby we shall be judged as to what we will support. And me, I'm like this here. If the devil invites me to a party, am I going to come? I'm not going.
Well, we got a couple of callers here. We got a couple
of callers. I have one here on this line, too. Praise the Lord.
Before we've got to go, because there's some hot issues. Let's go first to, I think that's 77450 and then 336-350. Let's go to 336-350. And talk to Mama AD, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us on this vision of the female solution. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Grand Rising, Dr. Lateef and family, and Sister Wendy Williams. I think I heard her say something about Arizona, the policies on abortion. It never occurred to me to look into that, but I think that's what she said, something about, I'm not clear on that, and I would like for her to deliver what she said about the policy on abortion in Arizona. I'm going to look it up. And thank you, Dr. Lateef, for this powerful show today of a one. If you have the digits up, it's planting seeds and dropping knowledges. And the next thing, right quick, what I wanted to ask you, Did I hear you say that it's about the votes, even though it's not it's sinful to have drag queens rolling up in the schools, the libraries, and oh man, it makes I want to throw up when I see that. But anyway, did I hear you say it's about the vote and morality is strong?
Always about
the window.
It's always about the votes. Who has the voting population that can put a person in power? And that is what is calculated in politics. That's what politics is about. And Attorney Wendy Williams, of course, is with us. And she's run for office a few times. Can you give us some insight on that? We have on our screen Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, says, Grand Rising, wise ones, only time will tell if we're making the right decisions for America's future, which affects the entire world. Yes, it does. This is going to affect the world. So, Wendy, you had said something about abortion in Arizona, Mama Z, you wanted to know about? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes, I hear you now, yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Yeah,
I hear you now, yes.
Yeah. The decision was important because different states had different laws and there was an attempt to have some uniformity with regard to that. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, each state landed on laws that existed. So some of these laws were 1849, 1860s, this issue of abortion and women getting control of their birth rate, which is really what this is all about. Because once a woman gets control of her health and her birth rate, she can manage her own life. You know, so much in the past has been determined by the head of the household, which was male. But once women got control of their birth rate, in the later centuries of America, in the 20th and the 21st century, that changed the power dynamic to even have Shirley Chisholm, even have a Geraldine Ferraro, to even have a Hillary Clinton, to even have a now Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
It's getting control of your life, your health, your economics, because once a woman could control her birth rate, she could also control her income.
Oh.
And once she controls her income, then she can make decisions for herself. Now, there's, in my opinion, it's understandable what has existed before now. But the problem is always the perversion of domination.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to go out on the front line and fight a battle while I'm pregnant. I just don't want to. That's just me, Wendy, personally. But if I have no control over my income because I can't meet that battle, then I have to wait and, you know, that's what I have to do.
Well, you know, Wendy,
when women got control of their birth rate, when women got control of their income, the real separation began.
Absolutely. And that really kind of comes down to control.
A husband could no longer rape his wife.
Wow. That was in the 80s. Yes. Well, you know, we're out of time now. But I do want to thank you, Wendy, for coming on, and we're looking to hear from you on a regular basis on the Female Solution with political commentary, because we do need some insight. And we invite you all to go to onairdailynews.com to follow us as we continue to cover this election. And thank you, Kareem, as always, and thank you to the American Muslim 360 family. Of course, this situation is not over. We'll be talking about it again as we see what happens.
Talking about it for centuries.
Absolutely. Thank you all so very much. And we will continue. And we will continue to keep you posted in the days to come. I'm Naima Latif. You've been watching and listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we'll be back continuing on for the rest of the week. And, of course, we invite you to go to the archives and hear our show and leave your comments on our Facebook and YouTube channel. And until next time, we want you to continue to shine your light.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. We have ran out of broadcast time, but I see someone has raised their hand. We're not connected with the Female Solutions Studio Board at this time, but if you have any statements in regard to the subject matter, I'm opening up the mic 706-627. Assalamu alaikum. Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah Prophet Muhammad.
If you can be as brief as possible, we have ran out of broadcast time. I'm utilizing what's called the grace period.
Right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, my brother.
I think the most important thing is to bring that in all of the revelation Allah has sent to the human family, he has always encouraged them, the one who was wrong, all of y'all, after the shura or negotiation or talking, you know, then you are to line up against the one who was wrong, you know. And we have been receiving that mercy and message from Allah as long as he has been creating us, you know. So that's something that we need to look at even these days and time. If the Muslims and all the people on earth want to stop that situation in Gaza, they talk to the one and find out what the problem is, which we already know what the problem is. But what we have done is come together and go against the wrongness of what they are doing to each other, and then the one who don't want to quit doing it. Just want to say that. There's always
all right. Thank
the answer. For the loss of
you. Yes, sir. Thank
I
you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam. Okay, I'm opening up to Michael 727-741, Martha Nala Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Rahmatullah. Mercy of Almighty God as well. Thank you, Kareem, and greetings of peace to everyone. And my comment is in reference to the reference of women being in power of their income or their wealth. And this takes us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing, so this takes us back to the influence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the culture. And when I say Muhammad, I'm saying the culture, getting it right, getting our life back in an erect position. So the culture of it, and that includes everything that comes with developing, nurturing that culture, and what we're nurturing are the words of Almighty God, that is so that humanity, or excuse me, the human being in its ill will way doesn't begin to be the one to feed the woman, the culture. I'll stop right there. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You know, Martha, you know, we hear a lot of people trying to speak for the Muslim female. Oh, they are being oppressed. That is the mantra that has been consistently enunciated. But I have yet to hear someone bring on a Muslim woman and have her address that issue. They continuously push that narrative that the woman is oppressed in Islam, but no one is asking the Muslim woman. So your contribution is very important on such subject matter. And we invite you to please speak up if you hear that type of verbiage used. For real.
Yes.
So you are the female Muslim woman is the subject matter, and no one is hearing from her. So I'm grateful for your contribution. Praise be to Almighty God. And we are not afraid to speak the truth. We do not fear the criticism of the criticizers. So anyway, yes, ma'am.
We're going to be taking that. Inshallah, correct. And I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now pushing us forward. You know, it's like the giving of birth too. So pushing us up front, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And women are converting to Islam in greater numbers than males. after their examination, after thoughtful consideration, the reading of the Quran, examining the life of our Prophet Muhammad, and they are converting. They find liberation there. They find true freedom there, not what someone has said or some biases that some people interject into religious commentary and dialogue. So the proof is in the pudding. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Martha. Praise be to Allah. We are grateful to host the Female Solution, and we definitely encourage the female to please speak up. Your voice is very much needed, and you need to be heard. And that's why I'm so attached to this broadcast, the Female Solution. And I'm grateful to Naima Latif and her production staff for presenting the Female Solution each and every Wednesday morning here on American Muslim 360. Praise be to Allah. So let me state a personal opinion, if I may. I will not endorse or take part in sanctioning the perpetrators of a genocide that I am witnessing in real time. In real time. Kamala dismissed someone that had mentioned Palestine. She dismissed them and said, now let's get back to the issue at hand. Well, life and death is the number one issue. She may say the right words, ceasefire and all of that, but we look for policy. We're not controlled by emotions. We are controlled by knowledge and facts. Praise be to Allah. So anyway, let me get off of my soapbox, but we are grateful to those of you that tune into American Muslim 360 every Wednesday morning. And I want to share with you two upcoming broadcasts that we shall share here on American Muslim 360. The first is Halal Industries, Do for Self. Do for Self. It promotes the application of establishing businesses, family, whatever, under the label of halal. Halal means that which is legal and righteous. Praise be to Allah. So it is hosted by our Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, and he has someone sitting in for him, Brother James Bashir. Brother Wali Ayub Bilal has some health issues at this time that must be attended to, but Brother James Bashir is definitely filling those shoes. He's doing a wonderful job of promoting halal industry, Do for Self. And then following that broadcast is Narrative Aspirations. Let me share with you what our beloved sister has to say about Narrative Aspirations. Hold on, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, so we look forward to your presence this afternoon on America Muslim 360 for the broadcast of Halal Industries, Do for Self, and Narrative Aspirations. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. This concludes the broadcast of the Female Solution, and may we, I leave you with the greetings of peace. In the Quranic and Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace mercy and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May he purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, keep up our prayers, and remain forever grateful and forever thankful for what Almighty God has done for us, what Almighty God is doing for us, and what he shall do for us. We've got to be grateful and thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatem. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, saying a prayer. Devil's press proof coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be all right,
gotta be all right,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life, and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
for the life and all the things he's given him that make that life for the warm rays of sunshine and the star that lights the night and friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give.